Aaron plays Knox, the Banu Hakim Baron. Gates plays Lance, the Tremere Baron. Kevin plays Vess Tenebrae, the Toreador Baron. Jaden plays Noir Labyrinth, the Nagaraja Baron. DJ Allen is the storyteller. And when you're in the Asylum Club, which is a whole new building, and Noir, you learn that this is multiples of blocks away. I mean, it's not like miles away, but it's multiples of blocks away. So you've definitely moved locations. You get a text from Edward that says, Zix started to get highly agitated, but when you went through the mirror, she stopped.
Okay, so that's a proximity issue.
Yeah.
All right, Anna, it's time for you to talk.
Talk. I want to know everything. Start from the beginning.
You wanted to ask something, Noir?
I was asking my compatriots here, where exactly are we?
Ah, this would be my nightclub.
What's it called again?
Okay.
The Asylum.
The Asylum, all right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a, what it's is a franchise. First?
It's a franchise, yeah, okay, right.
Wrong. To be fair, I heard Elysium, and you said Asylum.
Well, it is also an Elysium, so.
Fair.
Or whatever anarchs have as a,
I mean, we have Elysiums. Even the Giovanni has Elysiums.
Yeah, just, you know, those are Kami terms. Anarchs usually have a problem with it.
Okay. They call them safe spots, but...
Yeah. Right, Dennis, spill the beans, please.
I was not there at the beginning, so I only know about the early stuff from what I've been told.
That's good enough for us.
Yeah.
All right, this is what I know. What I know is that originally there were several guardians from another dimension, two of which were Zix and Oz. Somehow, Zix and Oz and these other guardians were guarding a pool or a fountain that was magic. I don't know if that's from their dimension, from our dimension, or connected the two, or whatever, but it was magic. Nine beings managed to drink from this thing, this fountain, to become immortal. They then banished or killed all but two of these guardians, leaving Zix and Oz. For some reason, they could not end these two at all. So they removed their physical forms, turning them into this weird sludge substance, and imprisoned them in a puzzle box, along with other pieces of things to make them whole and give them access to their dimension, also giving them access to secrets or anyone that can open these items secrets. They spread these items all over the place to members of Blacklight and other secret orders. Now, these other secret orders have dwindled throughout time, and Blacklight became dominant because Blacklight wanted to be the only one. There is one other order in the world right now that is active. They refuse to disappear. The only comparison I would have for you as a modern day reference would be the Sith. There's always two of them, which is why they're very hard to find.
What's this other organization's name?
They're the Emerald Order.
Right.
So, these items, like the puzzle box and the cube key, each house some thing that can A, make Zix and Oz whole and give them access back to their dimension, but can also give you or anyone that puts these pieces together access to things, weird powers, whatever. I believe having released them, you already know about the door. The door is the unlocking component to all of these items. So since you've unlocked the puzzle box, the cube key will also have a component that can be unlocked with the door, and the other items will too. I don't know what all of the other items are. I just know that there are eight total items. I don't know how many the Emerald Order have.
Right. The puzzle box is one of the items, and this
yes.
key is another item.
It is.
Right.
Collect all eight, we get to open the gate.
That's a nice little limerick to remember them by. Dragus was looking for these items specifically because he wants to open the gate back up to go through. He has had enough of the others' shenanigans and wants power for himself, which is why he wanted, why the others wanted him eliminated. He is not the only one at that point. There are several other immortals that want that. Others aren't at the point of acting yet, though. The immortals gave all of these orders access to magic by giving us access to a diluted form of the fountain water, their own concoction version of it. Our lives are extended, but we are not immortal, and the extension of the life does not last indefinitely. You will not find any of us older than, I would say, 400 years. We do age, and it is, it's, death is inevitable. Some of the clothing you will find us wearing, as I'm sure that you have met some of us already, will be anachronistic because a lot of us don't like to update our wardrobes. I think that's it. A lot of these items have ended up on the West Coast and or around here, which has probably thrown the natural balance off, which is why Portland has probably ended up being such a weird location as of late.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of clothes is he wearing? Period.
He looks like he is mid-50s. Like, he's wearing like a white shirt with khakis and a hat, but not like the... He's like a 50s blue-collar worker. Like, he would go into an office and come home. And, I mean, he's...
Right. Okay, like a white button shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
How old are you, Dennis?
70.
How old does he look?
35.
You're looking good, Dennis. You're looking good.
Ross. Aw, you're a baby. Norris is like just smiling at him. But not like the normal full teeth smile, but like a, almost like a smirk. So she doesn't break the masquerade.
Those of us that tend to be younger tend to have more modern views of things. So while I have 50s tendencies, I also have a different way of looking at the world and therefore do not necessarily follow everything the order wants.
No. How likely are we... No, that's not the right question. How can we trust what you're telling us is the truth, Dennis?
I'm sure that you have abilities to weed out any chance that I'm lying.
Oh, yeah, I have that activated. Nothing goes off?
Nope.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know. Like, Lance doesn't know.
Yeah, and he has been telling the truth the whole time. If you haven't done anything else... The only thing I can offer is that I'm simply offering up everything I can so that you, when the time comes, are prepared in the hopes that I can hide behind you.
Would I know what the 9 sources of magic would be? I mean, I'm assuming I would. Must have studied that somehow.
I don't really know.
Or is what Noir was saying not accurate?
I was going out of character. I was going by World of Darkness, Giovanni lore, Cold Blood Gods stuff. Yeah. So I don't know if he has that info yet.
I have the rough stuff. But I haven't gotten into it deep. So no, I wasn't using that as individual sources. And Dennis will go by that. He'll explain that they're not individual sources. That they're all. They're all kind of just different people drawing from the same individual source.
So it was a bit of a coincidence that it was 9 and 9, and I just jumped on it. Okay.
I did actually yank 9 out of the air that day that I announced it was 9. So.
Yeah. He's not lying. I trust me. You would have already been seeing his throat if he was. Right. He can't lie around me.
That's assuming that works on him.
Trust me. It's not that. It does anything to him. I can't hear anything but the truth.
Right. Again, assuming that works on him. He's not a normal kind, remember? But all right, let's take it on faith. That's the truth. What do we do about it? What?
I suggest finding as many, if not all, of the items. And in exchange, hopefully, having given you all this, keeping me safe from the destroyer.
Who is the destroyer?
It's a creature that quickly and brutally takes care of those of us that do not fall in line.
You, as in, of the black light?
Yes.
Right. Is this creature at the beck and call of the immortals?
More summoned or conjured into existence by those currently in charge of Blacklight.
Cultists. I'll never understand.
Look who's calling the kettle black.
I was born into this. I had no choice.
Yeah. That's never been an excuse in the past. Shouldn't be one now.
335 years ago, I couldn't even walk out my house without a man by my side. You told me how... Don't tell me how to live my life.
I'm not. I'm just making a comment.
We're getting a bit off topic here.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Okay, I guess the main question, the million-dollar question is, what do we do about it? Do we give a fuck?
About the destroyer, or about what?
About all of this, like, what if we don't collect all these items, what's going to happen? Is the world going to end?
If they gain access to the other dimension, it's possible. I don't know
these
if
one of the other Emerald Order, the Immortals, whom?
One of the other Immortals.
Right. What about Zix and Oz? What if they get it?
I don't know what Zix and Oz want. I mean, I know what Oz would do. He would raise this dimension and then return to his own, which is why I was so worried.
Okay. What would... No, Mark, if he's a petty son of... fellow. I was going to say something else. If he's a petty fellow, he would raise this dimension. Why not just go to his dimension? Like, why don't people just fuck off if they want to fucking fuck off?
He's a conqueror.
Is he? You know, that's well done. Is there any way to dispose of... No, you know, the Immortals tried and they didn't want to. They couldn't for some reason.
They could not.
What if I open the dimension and just throw the fucking vial through?
It might work.
Will you be able to come back?
I do not know.
Right, yeah. Well, so it would have been too easy to have known that. Right, okay, well... I just want some blood. I want to kick my shoes off. That's all I want to do. Be a baron, whatever. That's it. That's too much to ask. All right, fair enough. And it just like goes rumbling off a little bit to the side.
Well, you've given us something of decent value as far as I can tell. So I am perfectly willing to provide you with whatever protection we can. Well, whatever protection I can. I can't speak for the other.
Well, no. One way or the other, this is Kurdry business. This Misfit business. If we're gonna protect them, well, we should protect them all together, I guess. And you can't be at Crown Control because Zix is there. What's that about? Can she sense you?
She can sense the magic in me.
And she despises that magic because it's the same magic of the Source and the Immortals.
It's this. I can sense the magic in her. It's like it's connected.
What would happen if we kill all the Immortals?
I don't actually know the answer to that.
Okay. I'm just going through all the options. All right. I'm not saying that's what I want to do. I'm just going through all the options.
I don't think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Well, they've made terrible decisions.
Yeah. Not if that means. Yeah. Not if that means, you know, raining fire on and brimstone all over us. All right. Look, if we want to pursue this, I guess the next thing to do is to go back to the Piddick Mansion and see what this key has to offer.
All right. I would suggest that you do not go with me.
Yeah, I was going to say you should probably stay here. Vess, you're right then with him staying at the asylum?
Yeah. My security guards will make sure that he doesn't get into any trouble, and my ghoul should be around here somewhere.
Okay.
So I will actually go and find my ghoul, Aya, and introduce him to her and let her know that...
Him.
Oh, yeah. Introduce him to her. My
ghoul is... the ghoul. Sorry. Yeah. Gotcha.
And let her know to take care of him while he's there.
Do you mind sending me back to the ground control? Wanna go get the Ferrari?
Sure, no problem. I will
Another flashy one.
It's black.
Still flashy.
Yeah, well, you know, live a little. We haven't all lived 400 years. You look good for 400, by the way. Well done.
Thanks. It's 3:35 though. 400 is a big deal. So.
Is it? Is like a big party. You get to drink your fill.
I mean, I don't feed the normal way you do, but
I can imagine.
For the Giovanni, it's a bit different. I'll explain later.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I'll go get the car. I'll be back here. And actually, you know what? Let's just go in the same car. I'll grab the. Is the Rubicon available?
No.
Knox took it with him?
Yeah.
Oh, a little pansy.
I forgot what the other one was.
What?
Is it a Camry?
Yeah, so it's a Camry.
Yeah, take the Camry.
I'll take the Camry. All right, I'll take the Camry. Take the Toyota. We'll just go. Unless, Vess, you want to take your bike. I mean.
Yeah, Vess would probably take their bike.
Do you know I have a driver and a large vehicle? We can just have them drive us. I can just literally call them and they'll be here in minutes.
That works for me.
Right.
Vess, is that okay with you?
Yeah, I can live with that.
I call my goal and have them come pick us up and I give them the name of the club. I don't have a name for them yet, but if you want to make one up.
Would he also be Japanese?
No, he'll be part of the normal Roman family.
So we're going to go with Lorenzo. Andreo.
There you go. Andrea.
All right. Well, Andrea then comes in.
No, with an A. With an A. Andrea.
Okay. She comes then.
Okay. It's still a guy, but yeah. It's still a guy's name, by the way.
Whatever.
Oh, sorry. My aunt's name's Andrea. That's why I was confused.
Yeah. In Italian, Andrea would also be a guy's name. Even with an A.
I was not aware. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Well, Andrea swings by with a armored, although not obviously armored, vehicle and picks you all up.
Ooh.
And heads.
Where are we going, darlings?
And heads to the Piddick Mansion. This historic landmark that is normally closed. But Vess has a lot of people on the payroll, so why not roll on up and make it coterie business.
Yeah. So we get there, and once we're there, Vess will go and find one of the people who works there. It's like, hey, we need to take a look around real quick. Don't worry, we'll be out of your hair soonish.
All righty. You just don't do anything, you know, to scuff up the stuff. There's apparently a private party going on here tomorrow. It's a big deal, I guess.
Of course. We'll be very careful.
And I just say, yeah, no promises, though. And just smile.
Don't worry. I make promise. And I give him a look like I'm rolling my eyes and I walk away from them.
Ignore them. This is a whole thing.
All right. Well, you get down to the floor with the big ornate door, and it's pretty obvious where the cube key would belong, and it's very high up in the upper right hand corner of the door. It seems very odd that it would be as far up on the door as it would be.
So before we start,
yes,
and now I'm guessing it's going to be the case, but the door I'm guessing has eight slots, eight different slots that would go in somewhere.
Yes.
All right.
Well, if there's eight places you pretty sure would fit, you want me to identify what the other things look like at this point?
Basically, I want to use whatever the door gives me as information. Like, so if there are different slots, maybe give me ideas of what the items could be, how big they might be, things like that. Like, you can send me that info afterwards if you want.
I can tell you too if you just
want. Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
All right. Well, obviously there's the completely square spot where the puzzle box went into.
That was at the center, right?
It was about the center, yeah.
Okay.
And then there's the upper right hand part of the door where the cube key looks like it's gonna go in point first, like you're gonna hold the key part of it and put the boxy part in.
Okay, so you said it was a top right, right?
Top right. And then not quite immediately below it, but a little bit below it, looks like there's going to be a sphere-shaped area that you're going to be able to plunk a sphere in there.
Okay.
There is a little bit below that, going all the way down to where, just below where the handle of the door is, there's a hilt-shaped object, or a hilt-shaped hole that ends at a certain point that then meets a raised engraved, like a raised sword. So it looks like the sword from the bottom of the door up then goes into a spot where a hilt and a broken part of the blade would go into.
Okay, hang on. So is the hilt pointing downwards and the sword pointing upwards?
Like the sword point is down, and then the blade goes up, and then, it looks like it's broken, jagged, and then the hilt would... If you had the broken part, you could plunk the hilt and the...
Okay, it's a sword hilt, not I thought I heard sheath. Okay, so there's a sword that's pointing downwards. It's broken somewhere, like in the middle, and then you can probably place something in the point of the blade.
It looks like you can put the hilt in there. The hilt is the part that's missing.
Okay, so the hilt
is the handle part. The handle part.
Got it. And the whole sword is pointing downwards.
Yep.
And that's just below the handle.
The sphere.
Yeah, but and just below the handle.
Yeah. As well.
Yeah. Okay.
Above, but not quite the very top of the door, above where the puzzle box was, is a face. It's a creepy looking face carved out of the door, but you do notice a ridge around where the eyes and nose are, as if a mask would go there. Below the puzzle box location is a slightly three-dimensional tilted looking spot.
Sorry, as just below the puzzle box?
Yeah, okay. As if a book would slide in there.
Oh, shit. Okay.
No, this book, the slot that there is looks way too small for the book that you saw.
Okay, it's a small spot.
It's a more normal sized book. The book that you saw in that room is gigantically thick.
Okay.
And then on the left side of the door, in a carved hand, there's a divot for what looks like it would be a cup that could be placed. And then on the finger of the hand that would be holding the cup, looks like it could have a ring on it.
All right. So does it look something like this?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Something along those lines.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay.
Why does that remind me of the Order of Hermes symbol from Mage?
Jeez, I don't even know that. Order of Hermes, Mage Ascension. There we go. That's got a snake in it with a square and a circle.
I know. It's not the same symbol, but for some reason it reminded me of it.
Okay. Yeah, it's
The snake with the circle and square on the inside?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it just has something to do with our lore that it reminded me. I don't know how he drew it out.
Well, I just sort of drew a door and placed the elements on the door.
Yeah.
See more or less where it is.
And of course, there's all kinds of other ornately raised items and, carved in there. And it's because you know what you're looking for now, it's easier to see for you. But I mean, any Tom, Dick, or Harry would just see a bunch of weirdly carved shit in this door.
And just to be clear, the book slot is a small book, much smaller than the cipher that we found.
Like thinner, not necessarily dimensional wise, smaller.
Okay.
So your book that you saw there would have like 4,000 pages, whereas this one would have, I don't know, 300.
Okay. So, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. And so I'm going to take the key. I'm guessing it goes sort of like cube first or key first.
Yeah. Like I described it, it's like a, I don't even have it. Do I have a cube in here? I kind of do.
You mean I have?
Here.
Yeah, there you go. So it's like the corner or something.
Yeah, so the key is coming out of one corner. So you'd stick this end in, and you'd hold it by the key end, stick it in.
Yeah, okay.
And when you put that in, and you're figuring put the key notches down, because it's like an old school skeleton-looking key.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a click and a couple of gears inside the door, and the cube part has an edge that kind of pops open.
Okay. Take it back out by pull on the edge. Keep on opening it, basically.
Yeah. And inside is a smaller box.
Right.
Now, that box is just, it looks like it can just easily be opened. It doesn't need to have some sort of, like, weird shit going on. And if you open that, it looks like there is a shard or a fragment of bone encased in glass. And the glass is weird shaped, so it's like longer and flatter, but there is a stopper to prevent the shard from falling out. But you can remove the stopper, and you could remove the shard if you wanted.
Okay, so the shard is accessible.
Yes.
Tommy, is that bone?
Yeah. What kind of bone is it? Can I identify? Oh, it's or just really just a shard, like.
Yeah, it's just a shard. I mean, you would you would have a hell of a time identifying.
Yeah, the entire bone. The nerve is like a smaller bone.
Yeah.
Can you actually look at Noir? Can you identify what kind of bone this is? I mean, necromancy and all.
I mean, if it's big enough, I can see its last 10 minutes of its memory.
I'll pull the bone out. It won't destroy it, is it? Won't it? Will it?
No. I would just have to hold it. I would feel, hear, and see everything it did.
So I take the stopper out and I sort of pour the shard into her hand without touching it myself.
The instant it hits Noir's hand...
It explodes! No, wait.
No. She goes unconscious. She hits the floor hard.
Yeah, that's why they didn't want to touch it. I didn't think that was going to happen, though. Right, I try to, without touching it, with the glass, I mean, I'm assuming it's some sort of bottle of some kind. I'm going to try to I'm going to pick up the shard without touching it and just, like, put it back in and put the stopper in again.
Okay, then as soon as it leaves her skin, she's awake.
Okay, I've been hit with some weird shit. What was that?
Well, we'll come back. Did you see anything?
Just black.
Nope. Saw nothing.
Was that? Well, I thought you said you could see the 10 minutes.
I didn't get to try. It's like everything just went dark.
Okay, so that was not normal. You losing consciousness. Okay. Yeah.
She shakes her head, looking like terrified at you guys for a second. No, that's not normal.
Vess, do you want to give it a go?
Sure. So,
really?
Yeah, Vess is going to sit down in a comfortable position up against the wall and hold out their hand and then say, okay, give me 1 or 2 minutes before you take the shard away and wake me up.
Right.
Before you do that, Noir, you're still laying on the floor. What are you doing?
I'm getting up. I'm at least going to try to get up.
Okay, are you asking for a hand, or are you using, like, nearby furniture or walls to get up?
I'm just helping myself up. I'm not being picky about how I get up.
Okay, so we'll just assume, like, you sit up and then get up on your knees and then maybe use your knees to kind of push up. So you're touching the dress and or the coat. That will be important for later.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Right. Drop it in. So I take the stopper off again, and I just pour it in Vess's hand without touching it.
And Vess is unconscious.
And go. So, where are you from originally, Noir?
Honshu, Japan.
Right. It's nice. I like Japan. No, never been. Any suggestions?
When I went, it was a lot. When I was there, it was a lot different. So. I really don't have any recommendations.
Anyways, I just keep on chit-chatting about nonsense and about one thing or another for about a minute or two, very nonchalantly.
As he's talking, she's looking at where the shard of bone touched.
Okay. I mean, it's not discolored or anything.
I activate Sense the Unseen. Do I see anything either on Vess or on Noir magical?
Noir does look like there's a shimmering about that wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm. And what about her hand? Her hand.
The hand that touched it is, it seems to be the like something's emanating from the hand. And then the coat and the dress also look definitively different.
Mm-hmm. What about Vess?
Well, you get the same. I mean, Vess looks like a vampire sitting holding the shard unconscious.
He doesn't look like his stuff is emanating or anything from him?
Not at present, no.
What about the shard itself?
It looks like bone.
Okay.
There is a noise in the hallway from behind you two.
I'll turn around.
Noir?
I keep my eyes on Vess.
Oh, interesting. So, Lance, as you turn around, the instant you turn around, Lance, you see Vess standing behind you, and Noir, you watch the bone drop to the floor as Vess disappears. And Bess is conscious and upright, staring at Lance.
I turn around to let Lance know.
I actually turn around. The second I see Vess, I turn around to where he was.
So you notice Vess is now standing there, and Lance, you see that he's not where he was.
Not so neat trick.
And since your Sense the Unseen is still on, Vess is all shimmery.
And the shard on the floor?
Still looks like bone.
Right. Vess, really want to know what happened. Let me just pick this up first. And I try to pick up the bone with the bottle without touching it.
You're getting pretty good using the stopper to sweep it into the bottle.
Yep.
Getting a lot of practice. All right, what happened?
Yes, what happened?
It was all dark and black, and then you were standing behind Lance and Noir.
So this is apparently the most boring magical item ever.
Well, if you need to teleport a few feet away, may not be as boring as you think.
Yes, you get to teleport a couple feet after being catatonic for a minute or two.
Well, fair enough. I mean, you want to get out of a jail cell? Excellent work. Oh, you lose the shard, though. You do lose the shard.
Yeah, I think we might need to call in some help with this one. It's possible that we might be able to get some answers from Zix, assuming
we can't. She might know that it came from the key. Then she's going to ask questions like, can I have the key? Where's the key? And all of that.
You know, I'm still unclear about why we're not supposed to give it to her.
Yes, so am I. Apparently, it'll be the end of the world. I don't know.
Yeah, but so?
You sound like a sellout in this moment.
Did you just say so? Are you... give me a minute. I'm sorry.
Has the potential to be interesting.
At least.
All right, fine.
Coming from behind the door, both Noir and Vess step out, even though they are both standing there talking to you, Lance. And you two both see this as well. They both come out of the room going, well, Vess is the one saying this. What's going on with this?
Hi!
Are you from the future? I point to Vess and Noir that came out of the door. Please tell me you're from the future.
I just woke up from holding the shard.
I wave to my doppelganger.
And your doppelganger waves back.
I still have Sense the Unseen. What's going on? Vess is still, the Vess that... at, well, hang on. Vess number one. Noir number one. Are the ones that held the shard. Vess number two and Noir number two are the ones that just came out of the door, right? So yeah. Vess number one, Noir number one, are they still shimmering?
They are still shimmering.
Vess number two, Noir number two, are they shimmering?
They are not shimmering.
I am going to hold out my hand towards my doppelganger.
Right. Is this going to cause some sort of nuclear explosion?
Your doppelganger reaches out and grabs your hand and melts. He turns into liquid and just melts all over the floor, and it is disgusting.
I am not the one that caused the mess. That's all I'm saying. I'm not the one that's causing this mess.
And Noir 2 goes, that was kind of cool, actually.
That's disgusting.
Do you want to try as well? I look at Noir number one.
Should I? I don't want that all over my shoes, I say, pointing at the loop.
Well, wear a bib.
Yeah, these shoes are new, and I mean... I don't want to have
to. Okay, she's lying. These shoes are not new.
They're new-ish.
Okay, she has a point.
I mean, relatively new for 300 some odd years old.
Yeah. You know what? Fine. I have poker.
Look here. Wow. So before she can move, she also turns to a liquidy goo and flaps on the floor.
So I'm going to see if I can find some paper towels or something.
Yeah, isn't this like a shaggy carpet or something? Is there some floor carpet?
No, it is a cement floor, so I mean it's not the end all.
Okay.
But yeah, it's rather gross.
Parts of both of you are seeping into the cement. That's all I'm saying.
Is there any like particular like what is the consistency, substance, smell of this stuff that they were made out of?
The consistency is like runny snot, and the smell is like rotting flesh.
It smells like dinner.
This is even turning your stomach, the scent. I mean, it's that bad.
I kind of give Noir a bit of a weird look.
And the guy that works at Piddick Mansion even comes down and goes, come on!
That was not me. They did it. Actually, they didn't do it. No, we don't know what the fuck happened. We came here, we saw that on the floor. It was fucking horrendous.
Squeegee. Hang on.
I'll give him a couple $100 as compensation for having to do the extra work for us.
Right. I whisper to my compatriots, can I wipe his memory?
I mean, yeah, you can, but we want to get this cleaned up first.
We should collect some first, wipe his memory, and make him think he didn't see it, and then let him clean it up.
I mean,
so no one knows that we collected any.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as long as it takes him less than, like, 10 minutes to clean it, we can wipe that entire period of time.
So do you want to collect it before he gets back with the squeegee?
Yeah.
Basically.
Do we have any containers?
I have a small potion vial.
Yeah.
Right, there we go. Let's collect some of that.
I hand it over to... I, like, hold it out to the group, like, who wants it? I'm not getting this on my dress.
It's your doppelganger. Fine.
It is technically our biomatter.
Well, we're not sure of that.
I just roll my eyes like,
I grab the vial.
I'm the only lady here, so.
Yeah, I'll grab the vial and I'll go and I'll collect.
All right.
Making sure not to touch it myself.
You fill it up enough to where you're pretty sure you will. It's going to be enough for Edward to work with, who's not going to be very happy to work with what the putrid scent of nasty is in there. But so the dude gets back and he's already dry heaving. He's there's a floor drain over here. I'm gonna need to bring the hose down too. Jesus Christ. God.
Right.
So he starts squeegeeing it down to the floor drain. God. Takes him a few minutes.
In the meantime, I'm looking around to see if any more doppelgangers show up.
No, it just seems to be the two that popped in. And he the smell is going away as he's freshening up everything. And I mean, it doesn't look like anything was damaged, thank God. And the smell is gone once he, you know, hoses it down and freshens up the little area.
The only thing that was damaged is my pride.
Okay. Right. One last bit of business before we go.
Lead the way, gentlemen.
No, didn't you want to erase his memory?
Yeah, you want to wipe his memory?
Oh, I forgot about that. It's out of place, I forgot.
That's weird.
I go up to him and say, sir, thank you so much for doing this, but I think you should forget all about this. And I turn him around so he can't see us.
Leave the room before she does that.
All right.
And I'm going to make sure that I hand him the additional tip before she wipes his memory.
Okay. Do I need to roll anything since he's an unsuspecting mortal?
He's an unsuspecting mortal. No, he's concerned that he had to clean up a mess downstairs and really worried that something got damaged, but he's not finding anything. All right. So where to next? Oh, actually, as you're outside, probably getting into the car or heading towards the car. All right. As you're walking towards the car, there is... So outside, waiting by the car, is a man. He's got dark-ish skin, not black, but like Middle Eastern Indian-ish skin, like Indian from India. He's got messy hair, and he does have what looks like face paint on his face in a crow-like manner, just where the black part would be, and that paint is white instead of black. He is only wearing pants, no top. And he's got, like, wristbands on. And he's got a necklace that is an ankh on a chain.
Do I recognize him based on my occult knowledge?
You do not.
He has an ankh around his neck.
Yep.
What period does he look like? What, Native American, the clothing? Like, what? Or is it more, no, like, aboriginal?
No, this is from India. Indian from India.
Oh, okay, India from India.
Yeah,
okay.
from his clothing. But no, the pants are like leather.
Okay.
I snapped a picture of him.
Is he on the car? Is he just in the way
He's
the way
just there? Like in the way. I mean, he's not making an attempt to like bar you from getting to the car.
I pull out my phone, take a picture of him with it, and slip my phone back in my pocket.
I'd tell you to take a picture, but now you have, so I guess that's done. Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I liked your necklace.
Well,
I picked it up somewhere.
Over the years, I assume. Yeah.
Your name, dear?
You can call me Raj.
Raj, yeah, nice to meet you. I'm Noir.
Hi, Noir. I believe you're new here.
That's a bit obvious. She says, pointing at her appearance.
Yeah. I'm interested in what you brought to the mansion tonight, guys. Guys as in the royal we.
Yeah, I bet you are, Raj.
Yeah.
Well, must be going. See ya. And I walk to the car and go to the driver's seat.
That's disappointing.
Oh, I have a driver.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Is my driver still in the car?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just looks confused that this dude walked up and is standing anywhere near the car.
I give him the sign to, like, be ready if I call for him.
He nods. It's very disappointing, Lance. I was expecting more out of you.
How about you just tell me what it is that you want?
I want whatever artifact you were given.
Why?
I'm on a mission.
To
save the universe.
Okay. Why do we have to drag information out of you people? Just tell us what's going on.
Oh, mate, you're welcome to it. If you want to go save the universe, go bloody save the universe. Really.
Can I tell if he's Kyne or Kindred, or does he look like what's-his-name did?
He does not look like what's-his-name did. He doesn't seem to be... Well, he's definitely not Kindred, but he also doesn't seem to be human.
Does he have that same shimmer of magic around him? I'll turn it back on. I'll turn on this Sense the Unseen back on.
He is blinding you with how bright he is.
I shut it back off. Shut it off.
Eyes of the Beast also allow me to see, like, it would just give me, like, a hint at what he is. Not details, but it would give, like, a general...
He seems like, to do be I get something mage? He seems to be something that you've never encountered before.
If you don't mind me asking, what are you exactly? I can't pinpoint.
If they haven't told you, I'm one of the immortals that these guys have been running into.
I immediately take 3 steps back.
Jay, how you want me? And here I was.
Someone who pays the proper respect.
We're paying you the proper respect.
Yeah, by being wary.
So, what did you bring up here tonight?
Lots of money.
That's our concern, not yours.
Oh, she's feisty.
I wouldn't talk about me like I'm some pet.
All right.
Right. Well, it was nice meeting you, Raj, but...
I go straight for the car.
Yeah, we must be going. Yeah.
So he starts hunching down like he's about to start doing something. Jin comes in out of nowhere, grabs him, and disappears into that sandy, ashy vapor, and they both disappear, like you've seen Jin do before.
Yeah, that's my girl.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
What just happened?
I was the fucking cavalry. Right, we best get on our way.
I get in the car without hesitation.
Yeah, probably a good idea to take off.
All right. So Andrea, then.
And Lance, I pretty much just like put my, you know, finger and thumb on the bridge of my nose, just kind of like looking more outside than inside of the car and just shaking my head like, fucking Christ, what the hell is going on?
Can you guys give me an address of where to go? Because, you know, I'm new here.
Back to the club? No, back to Asylum.
Back to the Asylum, please.
All right. He takes you straight back to the asylum.
I'm drinking that whiskey on the way there.
All right. So you get back to the asylum, and Dennis is waiting there nervously. And Vesyar Ghul, she explains that he's been pacing around, completely nervous the whole time. Tried to assuage his fears, but, you know, he's going to be nervous.
Ves, can I have a drink? Do you mind?
Absolutely.
A really, really good scotch, please, if you can.
Right. And so I'm sure Ves would know by this point. Is Lance able to keep down? Okay. Do you want that mixed with blood?
No.
All right. So I will, Ves will go behind the bar, get Lance a glass of top shelf scotch and bring it back to him.
Nice. Like, now, are you going to swallow it, or are you just going to swirl it around in your mouth?
Like a really old Macallan. So I take the glass and I kind of like pass it under my nose. We don't need to breathe, but I do inhale and try and smell it. And I activate Blush of Life.
Oh.
And I get hungrier.
Totally worth it.
Totally worth it. I'm still at like two. It's fine. And I smell it again, really savoring every single moment of it. And I start sipping it, drinking it very slowly and savoring every second of that drink until the glass is done. It probably takes me a minute or two. I'm going to put the glass down. Thank you, Ves. Thank you. I really needed that. Cheers, mate. What the fuck am I got myself into?
So
the bigger question is, how do we get you the hell out of it?
Salt. Lots of fucking salt.
Yeah, Ves is going to go and get one of the packets of salt and hand it over to Noir. I think Lance should already have one.
Yeah. I don't have it with me, but from this point on, I will fucking carry it with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, so Ves will tell Noir, you'll want to hang on to this. It's basically the only thing we know of that's capable of killing an immortal.
Well, let's assume. Hopefully it was not just the only way to kill Dragus. Hopefully it's the only way to kill all of them.
Oh, I would be so upset if it only worked on Dragus.
Boy.
Oh, guys.
Right.
Guys.
Dennis.
Yeah?
What can you tell me about Raj?
You met Raj?
Yeah, we met Raj.
That's not good.
Yeah, no. He was nice for a minute until he called me feisty. I'm not an animal.
Raj is more stable than Dragus was, but he's still intent on getting all the artifacts.
And he said he wanted to save the universe.
The same way Dragus wants to save the universe.
Which is just fuck off.
To go through the dimension. He wants to be on the other side.
Well, if he's on the other side, will he leave us the fuck alone?
I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that. I don't know if going to the other side is a safe thing for those left behind.
So another question. Any idea what this does? And I'm going to gesture to the bone shard in the...
I take out the shard.
So giving that to Zix will make her normal bodied again.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, she'll stop being liquid black and she'll regain the powers she had when she originally came through the dimension. I know that much.
What powers are we talking about? Do you know?
I do not. I just know that removing the shard from whichever one that one came from removed both of their powers when they got put in that state.
Right, so this is a piece of them.
Yes.
So this shard is a piece of Zix. She specifically asked for this key-shaped item.
Well, it might be Zix or it might be Oz. It's a piece of one of them. But yes, when either one of them are reunited with that, they will both regain their corporeal nature, I guess is the way to put it.
Right, so there's another item with another bone shard somewhere.
I know.
What?
One does it for both.
Yeah,
one does it for both.
One is for both.
One touches it, it affects both. Think of it this way. one person casts a spell on two people.
Right, okay.
So and only one arm can reverse it.
Speaking biblically, this would be like Adam's rib.
See, didn't I say that last time? Adam and Eve. Didn't I say it? I said it. You I know did. I did. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a bad way to think of these two, God. Though.
Fair enough. It was
destructive
just
Adam and Eve. Yeah, it's terrible.
Analogy. It was just the metaphor. All right. Well, to be perfectly honest, I have no idea what to do next.
I mean, so far, Zix has been very accommodating and willing to work with us.
Oz will not be. If one gets their form, they both get it.
What happens to Oz if she gets the bone shard and Oz is still in the vial? Will he just burst out of the vial?
No, he also has to come in contact with the shard. The shard won't reabsorb. It'll just remain exterior.
Oh, all right.
What would happen to, say, if one of us touched the shard and, I don't know, pass out from it?
This sounds like you've touched the shard.
Maybe.
A little.
I know it creates copies of you. Beyond that, I don't actually know.
Real gross copy.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Let me just put it this way. I need to clean my shoes.
That is wonderful.
So, I'm tempted to just let Zix touch this.
That's assuming she's only cooperating with us until she gets the shard, at which point she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do with the powers of the universe.
Yeah, but I get the impression from what we've seen so far that if she does gain back all of her powers, her only real goal at this point seems to be killing the immortals, which we're not opposed to.
Dennis?
Yes?
What about Jin?
What about Jin?
Is she a good immortal? Bad immortal?
I'd say she's the most stable of the group remaining.
Was she
just rescued us.
Well, you wouldn't know that, actually.
You said Jin. You mentioned her name at the location.
The storyteller did. I didn't mention it.
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Who's Jin?
Who saved us, basically. At the Matic, the Piddock mansion. Yeah, I would imagine that if Zix gets to full power, Jin will become a bit less stable if her life is... you know, threatened. Call me crazy, but someone's trying to kill me. I wouldn't want that to happen.
While there is silence, a text from Edward comes through.
Can I have another drink? That's yes. All right. Cheers. Yep.
Text from Edward comes through that says, Colonel came back. Blake in custody, staked, will be able to interrogate at earliest convenience.
Why not? Yay. Let's just keep piling on, doesn't it? Does anybody right. oppose we just killed Blake? Just, you know, fuck it.
I want answers first.
I want to interrogate him first, but I'm not against killing him.
Oh, no. I have no problems killing him. If anything, I'll be the one to rip his head off.
I think before we do that, though, we should leave the shard in a safe location and speak with Zix before we decide what we're going to do.
Okay, so... Thing is, normally I would say I could keep it safe, but I'm starting to think that it'd be a very, very bad idea to collect all these items and keep them all at the same place.
Do we have a Giovanni stronghold around here? Storyteller?
Ernesto wasn't super open with anything, so I'm guessing it's just the manor that you're going to be using as a haven.
We can keep it at my haven for now. I can ward it.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
The amulet that I have that lets me move through reflective surfaces.
Yes.
I'm sure that Vess has tested various aspects of this. Has Vess found a limit to the distance that can be traveled?
No.
Okay. And... is Vess able to, say, reach through a mirror, grab something on the other side of another mirror, and then just pull it through?
You've seemed to need to be able to be completely through to grab objects. Okay. You can turn right around and go right back, but you've had to been at least 75% through, I guess.
Okay. So I have a proposal regarding what to do with the items. We get a safe that's large enough to have somebody walk in. We put a full-length mirror inside of it, you know, bolt that on so that it doesn't get shifted around or broken or anything. Toss the bone shard into it and then sink it.
I like the idea.
Ward the hell out of it, though.
Even more low-tech. Can we not make it a safe? Can it just be a big hollow metal box? No way in, no way out, just the mirror.
Yeah, works for me.
And then we can also ward it. I mean,
I like warding things.
Why not? I'm okay with that. But in the meantime, I'm going to hand it to Vess. No offense, Noir, but we just met.
Oh, none taken. I don't want that thing anywhere near me.
Right. Vess, you keep the shard somewhere safe for the time being. And, yeah.
It's probably best if, for now at least, until whatever this... Oh, actually, has Lance told us about the fact that we've got this glowing thing going on?
Nope.
Okay, so strike that last statement. Vess will just take the bone shard and we'll hold on to it.
And I want to close up the key. As okay. If it was not opened yet.
That's easy enough.
Yeah. And I guess I'm going to keep the key, I mean, the object, give him the bone shard, and I would have going to do the same thing with the puzzle box. Take the vial out, keep that in a safe location, close the puzzle box, put that in a different location, in my haven for the time being. And I'm going to put the key and the puzzle box in the same quote unquote secure location. And
all right, now
I take the glass scotch and I drink it around. Yeah. Swish it around a bit and I drink it. Well, I'm gonna pay for that later.
Portions of the materials are the copyrights and trademarks of Paradox Interactive AB and are used with permission. All rights reserved. For more information, please visit white-wolf.com. Getting messages from Knox here. Hang on a second.
I definitely want to know what happens when next time he tries to open the door.